This is the Cricket Minute and I'm Dr. V. Today is Friday, 26th of April. Welcome everyone to today's episode. We would continue to talk about the highlights of the first half of this IPL 2024. From the first match on 22nd March to the 42nd match today, that is 26th April, we have already seen plenty of action. Cricket is turning into baseball. That was Punjab captain Sam Curran's quote from his post-match interview. Yes, he is right. Batting records are being eclipsed. Tons of runs being scored. Earlier today, Punjab chased down the target of 266 set by SRH in style with 8 balls and 8 wickets remaining. As per ESPN, this is the first T20 match in which 550s were scored in 25 balls or less. 550s. Kudos to Salt, Narayan, Prabhsimran Singh, Bairstow and Shashank Singh. Prabhsimran Singh especially stands tall here for taking fewer balls for his 50. Just 18. Not just this, last week a new record was created for match aggregate runs during the game between SRH and RCB. 549 runs in just one game, 40 overs. SRH scored 287, RCB scored 262 in the same day, same game. Let's look at the innings-wise stats for 42 games that have completed so far. 14 200-plus scores with the highest of 287 in the first innings alone. 10 200-plus scores with the highest of 262 in the second innings alone. A total of 24 200-plus scores in 42 games. In addition to 24 instances of 200-plus scores, we also have a plenty of 190-plus scores. Interestingly, 5 scores of 199. 3 in the second innings, 2 in the first innings. Gujarat Titans alone scored 199 2 times. Once again Punjab and once again Rajasthan Royals. We have seen 10 batting 100s. Josh Butler leads the count with 200s. Interestingly, 9 out of these 10 100s came from opening batsmen. The lone 100 that came from a non-opener was that of Marcus Stoinis, which surprisingly is the top scorer of the tournament as of now, 124 not out against the formidable CSK in just 63 balls. If we look at the bowlers angle, there are plenty of bowlers who have gone above 50 in their 4 overs on several occasions. Mohit Sharma leads the table for conceding maximum number of runs in innings. He had a bowling figure of 0 for 73 in 4 overs. 73 runs in 4 overs. That's a run per over of 18.25. There have been 34 occurrences where a bowler has conceded more than 50 runs in a match so far in this IPL tournament alone. As far as repeating offenders are concerned, Bhuvaneshwar Kumar and Mitchell Stark have conceded 50 plus runs in a match 3 times. Natie, Mohit Sharma and Mustafizur have conceded 50 plus runs in a match twice. Okay, what is causing this struggle for bowlers? Is it impact substitute rule? With impact substitute rule, teams are getting an extra batter and gives an undue advantage. Is it smaller grounds? Is it heavyweight bats? 2 bouncer per over rule was brought in recently to help bowlers, but it is not helping. What else can be done to bring the balance between ball and bat? Sunil Gavaskar called for the increase in the size of boundary at every ground. That makes sense. The legendary yesteryear bowler Andy Roberts is suggesting ICC to relook at the rules surrounding wides and no balls to make it less favorable for batters. Ricky Ponting favors the reduction in the size and width of the bats. Kevin Peterson's tweet also generated a lot of inputs on the same. If I look at the top 100 responses, I see a pattern with the following top recommendations. Number one, reduce bat sizes to match the olden days. Number two, changes to the field restrictions. Number three, increase the size of the ground for bigger boundaries. Number four, different styles of balls. Number five, make it four stumps. Number six, change the type of pitches to suit bowlers more. Number seven, remove impact sub-player rule. I agree with most of the above, but here is my solution. Number one, every dot ball should reduce the score by one run. Every wicket taken should reduce the score by 5 runs. Every failed switch hit or failed reverse sweeps should reduce score by 4 runs. Hope you agree with this. Please let us know your thoughts by sending your comments. Thanks for listening. See you in the next episode. If you have not subscribed yet, please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast. Thanks again. See you all.